one day.
Good morning, everyone in Radio Land. We are from the Eastern and City Zone Churches of the Nazarene, and it is our privilege to present to you the Because He Lives program this morning. My name is Roger Scott, and I am joined by Monica Rock, and we are the NDI presidents of the Crane and Blaisdell Churches of the Nazarene.
Today, the children from the Eastern and City Zones will be presenting to you our program for Child Month. Please enjoy the program as they minister to you. I now introduce to you Charity, our presenter.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Charity, and I attend the Crane Church of the Nazarene. The theme of this morning's program is The Son Revealed. Who is the Son? Is the question you may be asking. Well, listen carefully as we share with all you listeners in Radio Land. It is indeed my pleasure to be here this morning, and without any more delay, I introduce to you Christiana Scott from the Crane Church of the Nazarene to say the opening prayer.
Thank you, Charity. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to celebrate another Child Month this year. We are thankful that you loved and embraced children while you were here on the earth, and you see great value in us. We are grateful for all that you provide for us, a home, a family, an education, and good health. We are also thankful for our parents, especially our mothers on a day like this. We ask you to continue to bless them with wisdom, patience, kindness, and humility as they look after us. Truly, mothers are your special gift to humanity, and we celebrate their contribution. We are grateful for mothers who teach us your word and encourage us in the things of God. May your love overshadow them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Christiana, for such a powerful prayer. At this time, we'll listen to a song, You Are My All in All. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek.
That was such a beautiful song, and it reminds us that Jesus is everything to us, wherever and whenever we call on Him. At this time, Josiah from the Halls Road Church of the Nazarene will read our scripture lesson.
Good morning, everyone. This morning's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came out to Him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word, so His disciples came to Him and urged Him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before Him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment.
Thank you so much, Josiah. That was a short but very powerful scripture reading. You will now be featured with a poem by Donnell Bess.
A Mother's Love. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion, of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish, an enduring rock on me, for nothing can destroy or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking. It never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gem. It is far beyond defining, and it defies all explanation. And it still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation, a many splendid miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand.
Firing poem, especially since we're celebrating Mother's Day today. Let me take the time to send a special Mother's Day greeting to all our mothers in Radio Land. We want to let you know that you are special. May God continue to bless you. Talia from the Blaze Hill Church of the Nazarene will now share a song with us entitled "Waymaker." Go ahead, Talia.
I worship you. light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all. Jesus, yes, way make, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way make, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Thank you, Celia, for ministering so well. That tells us a lot about who God is. Amen. At this time, Jonathan Rouse will showcase his talent on the guitar. Please welcome him.
I'm Jonathan Rouse, and I'll be playing Great on You, Lord on guitar.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Listeners, you have heard many messages throughout our program this morning. I hope that you've been listening attentively. We have one more final message for you, and it will be delivered by Ashriel Barnabé, Korean Church of the Nazarene.
And a blessed Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers, godmothers, and spiritual mothers. My name is Ashriel Barnabé, and it is my pleasure to share today's message with you. Today's message is entitled, A Mother's Love Reveals the Son's Power. Before I begin, I would like to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share this message with our listeners today. I pray that it will be a source of inspiration for someone today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture focus is on Matthew 15:21-28, and it highlights Jesus' interaction with a Canaanite woman who comes to him and begs him to heal her demon-possessed daughter. This message seeks to show how the love of a mother can move the very hand of God. Firstly, it is noted that Jesus had left Galilee and moved north to Tyre and Sidon when a Gentile woman approached him and pleaded, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Now imagine that back then there was no Instagram nor TikTok, yet this woman had obviously heard about Jesus. Apart from hearing about him, she believed that he was the Messiah. This is especially critical because she was not a Jew, but a Canaanite. In fact, the Canaanites and the Jews had been enemies for a long time. Yet this was of no concern to this woman. She knew who he was when many Jews up to that point did not believe, and she knew what he could do for her. This woman's faith was extremely strong, and she must be commended for it. So what did she want? She had a demon-possessed daughter, and she wanted her to be healed and have a normal life. I can imagine how difficult this situation was for this mother, the suffering she endured in seeing her daughter's life being destroyed. With this in mind, she sought out Jesus for help. She knew that he was the only one that could help her. She was passionate and desperate. Even when he initially ignored her, she kept on begging and pleading. She was determined not to leave her daughter in the condition she was in. She was not prepared to leave without getting Jesus' attention and being a beneficiary of his power. The disciples tried to push her away, but she kept fighting for her child's freedom. This is extremely powerful and should be a source of encouragement for all mothers today. If you have a son or daughter who has gone astray, pursue God's intervention. Keep praying, keep begging, keep pleading for God to save them. Nothing is impossible with God. This mother's love was relentless, and finally, she got Jesus' full attention. How did she do this? The Bible says in verse 25 that she came and worshipped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." This woman worshipped Jesus and kept on pleading. Even when Jesus appeared to offend her by referring to her people as dogs, she did not care. Note here that Jesus was not deliberately trying to offend this woman. Jews at that time referred to other non-Jews as dogs. Jesus was simply echoing the belief of the Jewish people in order to test this woman's faith. He knew that she had more faith in him than even his own disciples did and many other Jews, and she proved it. Jesus commended her by saying, "Dear woman, your faith is great and your request is granted." Jesus, the Son of God, revealed himself as a man of great love and power in response to this woman's faith. So what does this mean for all of us? 1. God's love reaches all of humanity. Jesus left Galilee to go to a foreign land to reveal his love and power to them. 2. A mother's love for a child is deep and unwavering. 3. We can trust God with all of our situations, even when they seem too difficult. Even when God appears to ignore us or he takes longer than we would like. Faith reveals the very power of God. This Canaanite woman's faith gave her the victory and her daughter's freedom. Today I wish to encourage all of us in Radio Land to trust God with everything. Believe that he is who he is and he can do what he says he can do. Mothers, if you have a wayward child today, keep worshiping God and believing in him, and in due season your request will be granted. Let's pray. Father God, this morning, I thank you for the message that you have inspired me to share with our listeners. I am thankful for the faith of this Canaanite mother and the love she had for her daughter. I pray for any mothers who have a burden of a lost child today, that they will keep believing in you for their child's freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. I am so thankful for that inspirational message. And I'm also thankful that God sent his son in the flesh to be a sacrifice for our sins in order that we may come to know him through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like the Canaanite woman, as long as we have faith, God will answer our prayers when we ask him. We must believe when we pray through his son. I wish to thank you all for listening to us this morning. Again, it's been my pleasure, and I will now invite Brother Roger Scott and Sister Monica Rock to give the closing remarks and notices. Over to you both.
Yes, thank you so much, Charity, for an excellent job this morning. And we wish to thank all of the children who have participated in this program. It is truly a blessing to see our young people ministering for the Lord. On the behalf of the Nazarene Discipleship International Barbados District, we wish to see a blessed Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers and continued blessings on all you children. Over to you, Monica.
Now for a few notices. I wish firstly to thank Federal Motor Spirits, who are part of our Nazarene family, and our faithful sponsors throughout the years of our radio show. May God continue to bless your business. To the board of the Nazarene Discipleship International and the churches of the Eastern and City Zones, we say thank you as well for your support. We are happy to tell you, Radioland, about our children's gala taking place at the Colonel Rock Church of the Nazarene on June the 29th at 5:30 p.m. And we are extending an invitation to all of our Radioland families. Come join us and support our young people. Roger, how about you? Let's hear about camp.
Yes, Monica. This year, Camp Naz Kids 2024 will be under the theme In Search of a Superhero. And it will be taking place from August the 17th to the 24th at the Eastern Caribbean Bible College in Jezreel, St. Philip. This camp caters for children between the ages of 6 and 12. We are looking forward to having a wonderful time of ministering with our children again this year. For any further information, feel free to contact me, Camp Director Roger Scott, at 244-2290 or email me at rrscott79@gmail.com. And again, we want to say thank you all for joining us this morning in this wonderful program. We trust that you have been blessed, and may God continue to richly take care of you as you go throughout the rest of your day. Again, to all you lovely mothers, a blessed Mother's Day to you.
The Church of the Nazarene Barbados District presents The Power of Pentecost. Come join us in the upper room on Sunday, May the 19th, 2024 at Colomerant Nazarene Church, starting at 5:30 p.m. sharp. Come celebrate the Pentecostal experience in worship, praise, dance, and drama. Invite your friends and relatives to be blessed by this wonderful event. Don't miss it.
Because he-